You're listening to Drive Time Sports on KOAL AM 750, the play-by-play home of the USU Eastern Eagles.
We're back on Drive Time Sports, 107.3 FM, 750 AM, KOAL. I'm your host, Jordan Buscarini. Always happy to be with you on the afternoon drive. And today we're going to talk USU Eastern Athletics. Now, unfortunately, when baseball and softball came to a close, we're kind of stuck with no sports up until soccer, which is really right around the corner. And then we'll start moving into the fall sports season. Joining us right now over the phone to talk about USU Eastern Athletics in general, we have Vice Chancellor Greg Dart, who is actually on the road in Vegas at the moment attending Region 18 meetings. Greg, it's always a pleasure to get you on the show. I appreciate the time today. Thank you.
Hey, thanks so much for having me on.
Region 18 meetings. Explain to me, what exactly do you guys talk about at these conference meetings now that the calendar sports season is over?
Yeah, so every June this happens, and that's because it's what we call the dead time of the sports season. Although there's a ton of activity, as you can imagine, still going on during the dead time, but no competition. But every year at this time, the athletic directors and athletic administrators from each of the institutions get together, finalize schedules, finalize how things work, things like how letters of intent and scholarships are working at each institution, travel and any significant changes there. The national meetings that I came in and talked to you about back in April when I went, the things that happened there have impact here. And then on Monday, all of the head coaches from each institution were here for an eligibility seminar to make sure that nobody gets put in eligibility jail for the NJCAA, just to make sure everybody knows the rules, make sure they know what they're doing. And so it's very much a business meeting. But if you look at the agenda for the few days that we're here, there's page upon page upon page of topics that need to be hammered out before things start back up in August.
Yeah, that's why I find this so interesting. There is a business aspect to the game that the casual fan or the spectator, even the hardcore fans and spectators, they don't get to see because it's behind the scenes. It's like going into a restaurant and you don't know how the sausage is actually cooked.
And it's really interesting when you're dealing with intercollegiate athletics, because there are a whole different layers. You know, in professional athletics, you're talking about revenues and you're talking about bottom lines and collective bargaining agreements and things that all deal with the dollars and cents of it, where this is a completely different dynamic, especially on the junior college setting, where you're talking about a national office of less than a dozen people, and they're running this huge organization. And then the regions and the athletic directors within those regions have so much that they have to work out specific to their region based on what happens nationally. And so, when I jumped into this just a few years ago, I thought I understood kind of what happened behind the scenes, but I had no clue. And there's a lot of work that goes in.
Yeah, there definitely is, and you're the guy for the job. I mean, you get to travel around, and you get to embark in a lot of these meetings. It's a 2-day set, is that correct?
That is correct. So Monday started with all our coaches, and then 2 days of these meetings. So.
Again, our guest right now is USU Eastern Vice Chancellor Greg Dart. Again, he is in Nevada attending the Region 18 meetings. Outside of that, Greg, let's talk about USU Eastern Athletics and what happened on the field and on the court. If we go back, we look at baseball, we look at softball. The first softball season is now in the books. Now that it's over and you guys have had a chance to actually sit back and assess how it went, what's your assessment on it? I mean, how do you believe the first season for softball went?
Well, I felt like we really put out a good product. We had a great coach team. We had a team that was competitive and that improved significantly by the end of the year, which I think is what you're looking for. But I don't think I even realized what amazing of a job it was until I got to these meetings and some of the other athletic directors and those who are over softball just couldn't believe what the team came out and did. Won their first game in the region tournament, were competitive against other teams in the region tournament. You know, they really stepped their game up as the year went on. And when you look at what our team had as far as preparation compared to other teams, it's unbelievable what they were able to get to by the end of the year. We didn't have quite the preseason that we thought. There were a couple of things that played into that. And then, you know, we had a crazy winter that, you know, our team was shoveling off a field just to get it to where they could be practicing about a month later than they anticipated. And so it was a really exciting season, and by the end, nobody wanted to play our team because they were clicking at the right time.
We'll rewind the hands of time. 2 years ago, when you came into the studio and we talked about USU Eastern adding softball, if I would have told you in your first season you're going to get a tournament victory over Southern Nevada, what would you have said?
I would have said, I'll take it right now. I'll walk out while I'm ahead. Because, I mean, it was a start-to-finish victory. It was, you know, a well-played game, and then battled in the next few.
Now, unfortunately for baseball, their season ended a little bit differently. I mean, it was a single elimination tournament, basically, for them. They had to get past the playing game with Colorado, and they didn't. And we've talked to Coach Madsen, and we've put the final touches on the baseball season. But my question to you is there any room for change within baseball structure at the moment? Because one of the big topics is the fact that this team had to play on the road 6 consecutive weeks. It was a one-loss play-in game to get into the conference tournament. That didn't work out in our favor, while every other team basically had a double elimination tournament. And so things just really seemed to stack up against USU Eastern this past season. Can we expect change in the next year or so before another team is added to the conference, or are we looking at it is what it is at this moment?
No, I think there are a couple of those pieces that are potential for change. And the way that things work, baseball and softball always play opposite each other. Baseball's at home, softball's on the road. And because of the late addition when it goes into scheduling of softball, it puts baseball's schedule into a pretty tough position. But it's something that we've dealt with the last couple of years. And if you look at the cycle of the team, you'll see that there are years where the schedule is very favorable and there are years where the schedule is not at all. That's something that we were actually working through yesterday and today. The other piece we talk about, a double elimination, a true double elimination tournament, is something that's up for vote down here as well, because that's an area where I think there's potential to have some benefit for teams. Right now, it's not a true double elimination because there is that play-in game. There is a challenge, of course, with a schedule that has five teams, and Snow College is in a tough position with football, that a tough Title IX position, that adding baseball is problematic for them. Unless they were adding an additional women's sport. So I don't see any change coming that way as far as another team, but I do see that the conference is sympathetic. Another discussion, and it's one that it's heating up now more than I've ever heard before, is we're a conference that plays, we're a wood bat league, and that is beneficial in some ways in preparation, but when you look at the national level, the Junior College World Series is played with metal bats. I think it's something that we are going to be consistently looking at, and that change that, you know, could potentially be coming in the next few years.
I'm actually quite shocked that metal and aluminum bats have not been outlawed yet. Like, the wood bat, for all the talk of safety in sports, the wood bat just seems like a more viable option.
Oh, well, there's absolutely no question. And that's, I think, one of the reasons why you haven't seen any changes with our league is because that's the way it is. But then, you know, our teams get to national competition and are at a disadvantage because you've got pitchers who have pitched to wood bats all year. You've got hitters that have been hitting with a wood bat all year and then are transitioning to a metal bat and against teams that have played with a metal bat all year. And so it's a tough situation that we're in that way. But for safety alone, wood bats are, I mean, huge. It just is a completely different dynamic when you put an aluminum bat in.
Greg, before I let you go, I do want to talk about soccer, which is not that far off. And every day I drive by the former Durant property and I get to see the progress being made on the soccer field complex. Is there a time frame locked in place yet for the completion there? And if so, how does it coincide with the start of the soccer season itself?
So the soccer complex up on Durant Field, we have that sprinkled. We're seeding that, and so that's going to take a little bit of time to come in. I would be surprised if we're playing on it this season. Not that it won't be ready, but that, you know, how you can give grass a little bit longer and start up in the spring on that surface. It's going to have a lot more longevity and be a lot tougher opponent. So I don't anticipate we'll be playing on it this season. You never know. That's potential. Soccer has a report date of August 1, and so I think our student athletes are coming back August 9th. One thing that has been clarified from the NJCAA is that we have 24 letters of intent for this year, and so there's still been some soccer recruiting going on because that change just took place 6 weeks ago instead of 18, and we thought that was going to be a year removed before we could fill those, but it happened this year. So exciting time for soccer. Met with all the coaches on Monday and kind of set the schedule, made sure everything was set that way. It's still a new sport in our area. I think you'll see soccer adding additional teams before just about any other sport in the conference. College of Southern Idaho is very likely to be adding a soccer team here soon. And then there's been a discussion of other schools that are within the conference footprint, but that do not have sports right now. Truckee Meadows over in Reno is one that is very excited about the possibility of adding soccer.
Greg Dart, again, USU Eastern Vice Chancellor, taking out the time to join us today to give us an update on USU Eastern and NJCAA athletics. Greg, it is always a pleasure. I know you're out of the area, so I do appreciate you taking out the time to call today. Thank you very much.
Hey, thanks so much for having me.
We're going to break for just a moment. We have more Drive Time Sports coming up right after this. We'll move over to Game 3 of the NBA Finals.